Hockey on Country 93.3.
Welcome back to the Kasman Center, where the Bonnieville Pontiacs defeat the Fort McMurray Oil Barons here this evening, 3-2. Joined now on the Black Horse Pub post-game show by Mob head coach Tom Akeka. And Tom, a game where you led going into the third period, and the Bonnieville comes through with a short staff team, and they work hard, and they pick up 2 points here in a tough building, in a building that you guys have been so good at home, but. Just your thoughts on the loss here tonight.
Well, it's definitely not a tough building if we play the way that we played today. We've just played way too soft. Again, too many passengers. And you know what? I really don't think that this effort is any different from a lot of the efforts that we were getting at the start of the year. The difference is our goaltender at the start, we're making key stops, and we were able to hang on to wins. Now, you know, when you're hitting, you know, the end of January and February, when, you know, you've got some desperate teams. And Bonnieville, you know, full credit to them. They came short-staffed, but they worked. And you know, the message to our players before the start of the game was that we could have the best systems that we want, but if you're not willing to skate and execute, and you're just, you know, continually watching the play, you're going to get in trouble. So full credit to Bonnieville. They came in here. They pushed us around. I thought that we were good in the first period. And then in the second, while, you know, you got to kill some penalties and things like that, but we were just way too perimeter, and we don't have enough guys that are willing to work hard enough and get to those hard areas.
Coach, we don't lose many games, and we certainly don't lose many games at home. This is perhaps one that we feel like we could have won. Do you think the penalty production of the team tonight had an impact on the final?
Well, I think, you know, it's tough. It was one of those games where you're out shooting a team and that, and, you know, the penalties are 6-3, and you know, you come into the third period, and you're up 2-1, and, you know, you put yourself in a position where you have to kill three penalties in a row, and that's tough because it taxes your bench. You can't get, you know, all four lines rolling, and you're playing with the same 6-8 forwards, you know, at all times. But that's on us. I mean, we took offensive zone penalties that we didn't need to. We didn't move our feet. So, I mean, you got to make those calls. You know, at the end of the day, it's just not good enough. And, you know, we mentioned, you know, in our practices with our players is, just because we have enough bodies doesn't mean we have to dress everybody. And we're in a situation here where there's obviously we're in a little bit of a funk, because to be honest with you, the last 2 or 3 weeks, you know, our play hasn't been great. But we'll try and figure things out. We'll have to mash some lines, and hopefully we'll need a better effort, because it doesn't get any easier from here. You know, we got a tough road trip coming up. You got 3 and 2.5 days against three, again, hungry teams, and we have to make sure that we, you know, have a better effort.
Tom, another power play goal tonight, and your power play continues to climb up the AJHL rankings. Do you see maybe a little bit more confidence in the group? Bruce and I mentioned on the one power play, great quick puck movement, and you move around, and twice Jack Hanley gets spotted in the slot there, but that was just something we didn't see at the start of the year.
Well, there was an incident, you know, in the first one, Jack had it and shot it right at the guy, and then in the second period, twice, he fired and missed the net, so... I mean, I don't know what's worse, when your power play sucks and you're winning games, or your power play looks great, doesn't produce, you know, 1 for 4 or 5 or whatever it was today, and we lose. So I don't know what's better. But you know what? At the end of the day, we all understand that the ratio from talent to skill and to hard work, it's inversely proportionate. So the more skilled you are, sometimes the less hard you're willing to work. And what's the old saying? Hard work will beat talent when talent's not willing to work. And that was a classic case today. You know, they just outworked us. They beat pucks. On the last goal, we had two guys with two hands on their stick, and they banged away and got a rebound. So that's not protecting your house. That's not bailing out your goaltender, who's been phenomenal for us for the most of the year. And there's not a willingness to compete on a regular basis for us. And that maybe might get us through the regular season. But when we get to playoff time, that's not going to you know, help us out at all.
At the end of the first period, we were up by a score of 2-1. We came back with 2 unanswered goals, and I think we hit two posts and a crossbar. How big were those as we continued to go through, or oh so close?
Well, I mean, again, it's one of those instances where you're up 2-1, and now rather than, you know, put your foot on the opponent's throat and knock him out, you know, you let him hang around, and then now all of a sudden you're letting chance get into the equation, maybe a lucky bounce, which they got, maybe some penalties and so forth. So, I mean, there comes a point where we're at 2-1, and us rather than going for 3 and 4 and 5, we're just sort of happy with, okay, 2-1 is good enough. And, you know, that's maybe been the one criticism that I've had of this hockey club throughout the years. We're a team that generally just does enough to get by. You know, we're not willing to do that little extra. We're satisfied 2-1, 3-1, and then we'll just ride it out. And now what's gonna happen is you're going to have instances like today where it's not going to be enough, and hard work and determination is going to prevail, and it did rightfully so today.
Tom, I wanted to ask you, because we didn't have a final tally on the weekend, but your guys' commemorative jerseys that you wore from the Northern Lights Health Foundation over the weekend raised over $12,000. Simply outstanding job once again by everyone involved. But just how important was that to raise a lot of money for a great cause in our community?
Well, it is. And, you know, the kudos should go to RE/MAX, you know, who sponsored Lance Bussiers and his group there. You know, designing the jerseys and getting them out there. I mean, obviously, we try and do as much as we can in the community. So, you know, for us to raise $12,000 for the Health Foundation is great, very deserving, as is every organization. But we take, you know, our work in the community very seriously, and I'm glad that it was a successful event.
Tom, always appreciate the time, and best of luck on the upcoming road trip.
Thanks a lot.